It's 6 p.m.
And here with your latest RTL Today news, I'm John Baker. As part of the action plan to promote the Luxembourgish language, the government presented new bilingual welcome signs, which will be installed along motorways near the country's borders from today. The signs, an initiative headed by the Ministry of Culture and the Roads and Bridges Administration, welcome motorists in Luxembourgish and the language of the respective neighbouring country, as well as bidding them farewell on the lanes leaving the Grand Duchy. Following the meeting between Grand Duke Guillaume and former Labour Minister George Michaud, Mark Spouts and Martine Hansen were officially sworn in as Michaud's successors today in a ceremony that took place in the presence of the Grand Duke, Prime Minister Luc Frieden, and then CSV Minister Martine Hansen, who joined for the official photograph as she took on the role of Sports Minister. The Ministry of Health has published its weekly report on respiratory infections such as influenza and COVID-19. In the first week of December, the number of flu cases detected in Luxembourg laboratories doubled, jumping from 182 cases to 367, or a 102% increase. The Minister of Health said the majority of infections have been detected in children or adolescents, and from the 1st to the 7th of December, 99.7% of the cases were influenza A and 0.3% influenza B. Israel has said that Hamas will be destroyed or disarmed as part of the US-sponsored peace plan for Gaza after a top leader from the Palestinian Islamist movement suggested a weapons freeze. The ceasefire, in effect since October the 10th, halted the war that began after Hamas's deadly attack on Israel on October the 7th, 2023, but it remains fragile as Israel and Hamas accuse each other almost daily of violations. Widespread disruption has hit Portuguese air travel and trains, hospitals and schools today as unions called the biggest nationwide strike action for more than a decade against government labour reforms. Lisbon's main train station was empty with most services cancelled and the TAP Air Portugal national airline called off about two-thirds of its normal 250 flights. In sports now, skier Michel Gissin, a double Olympic champion, will undergo neck surgery after a fall in a downhill training session today in St Moritz, the Swiss Ski Federation has announced. The 32-year-old was airlifted by helicopter off the slope after suffering injuries to her right wrist, left knee and cervical spine, and will undergo surgery later today in Zurich. Manchester United chief executive Omar Berada has said the latest financial results released today show strong progress in our transformation of the club. The Red Devils reported a £13 million operating profit for the 3 months until September the 30th, compared with a £6.9 million loss in the same period last year. For more on these stories and for all the latest news, head to rtltoday.lu.
The weather is brought to you by
Raiffeisen, the bank that belongs to its members.
As the evening draws in, the mist and fog will start to redevelop, adding to the fairly thick cloud cover we already have. Current temperature is 8 degrees and it will cool down the later it gets.